Well, today we're going to kind of switch gears just a little bit, and we're going to bring Ben Tejas into the show. We're going to talk about wealth and income, and I know, Ben, this is a topic that you love talking about. We've discussed it many times on the show. You actually have an entire section of your book repurposed talking about wealth versus income. Give folks just kind of the spiel, or just kind of the quick nugget when it comes to these two topics.
Yeah, Jared, I do think it's that important that I dedicated a chapter in the book to this idea of wealth versus income. And the chapter's titled "Money Doesn't Buy Happiness, But Pensions Do." And the chapter goes into how I can remember as a young boy driving. My dad had this old Ford F-150. It was so beat up and rusty, you could actually see the gravel road beneath you when you drove. And you could, I remember looking down through the floorboard, because there was holes in the floor, it rusted through, and seeing gravel rocks and stuff as we drove. I'll never forget that. And I can remember one of those times he said to me, as we passed another farmer who had a nice new truck, he said, "Don't forget, their smile on their face is no bigger than the smile on yours." Right. And he says, you know, money doesn't really buy happiness. And I'll never forget that when he said that. I still believe that's true. However, kind of that chapter, I go through that story, but also talk about how while money doesn't buy happiness, I feel like pensions do. And what I'm talking about there is differentiating between this idea of wealth and storing value and growing wealth and money versus income mm-hmm. and pensions. And I think there is a difference there that we have to look at. Wealth we see as kind of this, you know, it's a value on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And whereas income becomes looking more like, you know, it's the useful side. It's the part of money that we're using to both spend and experience things.
And I think this is a really important topic in general, but especially nowadays. The world has just been such a whirlwind in the last, now going on 4 months. I think this is a great reminder for folks listening today. Your first point that you want to bring up today is don't put wealth on a pedestal. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, there again, I think we need to be more looking at the useful side of money, which is income. Mm-hmm. What are we doing to create income? So if we're always talking to retirees saying, you know, what do you need to live on? And how can we create an income stream? Because remember, you're used to, you're conditioned while working in getting a paycheck every couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're kind of used to. We need your retirement to look the same way. I've always seen clients that have such an easy, that's such a hard time really looking at the value of their accounts as it fluctuates. And again, that is really the number on the screen. That's the wealth piece. We want to focus more on income. And I think going back to that story on, money doesn't buy happiness. And in fact, many times money, and what I'm going to use the word wealth there, wealth doesn't buy happiness. It seeing that number fluctuate actually can cause more people more stress and more concern than it does actually, again, the income, which is the useful spending side of money.
And I'm sure you've seen a lot of that the past 3 months as we've gone through this roller coaster ride. And it's probably have to remind clients again that number on a screen doesn't represent how happy you are, how much worth you have. And I think it's easy to fall into that. And here we are as retirement planners saying, don't look at it like that. And it's kind of ironic, don't you think?
Yeah, well, it is. And you know, my goal is for many of our clients, we're building wealth. Mm-hmm. But that's a different mindset when you're in retirement, when you're more spending and using the income.
Your second point you want to bring up today is never forget to tie life to your money. Always a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, it is. And we've talked about that so much on the show. It's just when you look at that statement, and we have so many clients as they're building wealth over the years, they look at that statement and they see the fluctuations as it grows. And then they see fluctuations as in a market decline where it goes down. You need to tie that to a long-term goal for your life. Mm. And money and wealth doesn't really do you any good just looking at a piece of paper.
Sure.
When it gets useful for it is when you use it. I mean, we're talking about buying experiences. That's really what it's there for. It's a tool for you to live, right?
And I think also too, when we go through scary times, we tend to kind of, at least I do, I go into like defensive mode. You know what I mean? Where I almost kind of like suck in.
Yep.
Yeah, self-preserve. And so I think it's, again, a good reminder that our money is there to have those experiences. And especially for parents and grandparents, I think that's even a good reminder for myself. Let's not let times like this let us, you know, cross over that threshold to now we've swung the other way, and now we're too, you know, clammed up, or however you want to describe it. But I think it's a feeling we all kind of maybe have felt in the last couple of months.
Yeah, when you're driven by fear and you see what's going around, you tend to self-preserve. You tend to you know grasp onto what you have, hold on to what you have even tighter. Mm-hmm. And I think that is just, you know, self-perpetuates what people are dealing with. And again, using some of that income to go and you know, there's not everything, you can't do everything you could do months ago, right, but there's still a lot of experience you can take place to use some of that. And I think it's really important in this day and age that you really do focus on experiences, that focus on your family and those fun things mm-hmm. that you can do with your retirement income.
Last point you want to bring up today, you mentioned it already just a little bit, but always have a long-term goal for your wealth. Does this apply for people that are in retirement? Do they still need to have that long-term focus? How would you describe that?
For sure, Jared. I mean, most retirees today, don't forget, people are living longer than ever before. Mm-hmm. So it's not uncommon we'll come with a retiree that's in their 60s. And I'll say, you know, don't forget, some of this money may be around and be used when you're 90.
Right.
And I think that's a really important focus. But keep it long-term. Decisions are so much easier to make the right decision when you don't look at it day by day or month by month, but year by year. Mm-hmm. Look at it over long periods of time. And I think when you have that plan, when you have that income plan and you have a long-term goal for your wealth, it frees you up to spend it.
Right.
It frees you up to give it to charity, to give it to your kids, to do those things. But again, it all starts with having a plan. I think both building wealth starts with a plan, and creating income
right.
that you can feel good about spending starts with that plan.
And I think that plan starts long before you retire to start to get these pieces of the puzzle in place. If that's you, if you're listening here today and you need that plan, if you need that start, you want to start having that conversation, we are more than willing to get you on our schedules. Give us a call at 222-4236. Again, you can request a meeting online at tatusfinancial.com. And like I mentioned as well, you can also stop by our office. We're located right on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. Our office hours Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. Again, stop on in. We would love to get you on our schedules and get you talking about this difference between wealth and income and how that plays into your retirement plan. I'm Jared Sylvesta with this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Securities offered through Advantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Advantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Advantax affiliated insurance agency.